Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, December 2nd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Holiday shopping season opens with a bang. Futures advance with stocks near highs. And AWS reinvent. Leading today's news. Online sales rose more than 19.6% to $7.4 billion on Black Friday, marking the day's largest revenue grab ever, according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks transactions at 80 of the top 100 U.S. retailers. For Thanksgiving, it estimated web sales grew 14.5% to $4.2 billion, while Small Business Saturday and Super Sunday sales are projected to surpass $7.6 billion. Keep an eye today on the usual suspects like Amazon, Walmart, Target, and eBay, as Cyber Monday spending is expected to hit a record $9.4 billion, an 18.9% jump from a year ago. In other news, U.S. stock index futures are pointing to gains at the start of the week, with Dow futures ahead by 112 points and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ up 0.4%. Depicting a bright spot in the American economy, consumer spending is basking in the limelight, with Thanksgiving weekend shopping estimated near $30 billion. Twin manufacturing surveys from China also boosted sentiment, with growth picking up to a near three-year high due to recent government stimulus and a slow but steady trade progress with the U.S. Thousands of technologists and business executives are descending on Las Vegas this week for one of the biggest tech conferences of the year, AWS reInvent 2019. Keynotes will include numerous incremental announcements to Amazon Web Services product portfolio as rivals build up their own cloud offerings. In the past year, Microsoft has invested heavily in Azure with a string of acquisitions. IBM has switched focus with its mega Red Hat deal. And Google is plowing so deeply into its cloud, it's hurting Alphabet earnings. Frozen 2 garnered $124 million domestically over the five-day Thanksgiving weekend, becoming the highest-grossing film ever for the holiday period in the U.S. The movie also brought in another $249 million at the worldwide box office, resulting in a global tally of $738 million. Anna, Elsa, and the gang are set to propel the studio to more records, with the movie soon to become Disney's sixth to gross more than $1 billion globally this year. Amid the shale boom and President Trump's drive for American energy independence, the U.S. has posted its first full month as a net exporter of crude oil and petroleum products since government records began in 1949. The nation exported 89,000 barrels a day more than it imported in September, according to data from the EIA. Analysts at Rystad Energy predict the U.S. is only months away from achieving total energy independence, citing surging oil and gas output and the growth of renewables. Delegates from nearly 200 countries are gathering in Madrid for COP25, the first big climate meeting since the U.S. declared it would pull out of the Paris Accord. On the menu is finding an agreement over the global carbon offset market and to encourage signatories to the Paris Pact to submit bolder climate goals in 2020. Dozens of countries have already adopted targets for net zero emissions by 2050, but almost none have yet enacted specific policies to reach that objective. Fiat Chrysler has announced a tentative four-year labor contract with the United Auto Workers Union as it looks to complete a $50 billion merger with Peugeot owner PSA Group. The agreement includes $4.5 billion in new plant investments and 1,400 new jobs, adding to the $4.5 billion in investment and 6,500 jobs Fiat announced earlier this year. Other details weren't released, but they are expected to echo contracts the UAW already concluded with Ford and General Motors. A group of UPS employees allegedly helped to import and traffic massive amounts of drugs and counterfeit vaping oils from Mexico during the past decade, the Washington Post reports. The scheme exploited a vulnerability in the company's distribution system, according to police, and at times involved moving thousands of pounds of marijuana and narcotics each week. Standard cardboard boxes were carefully routed through UPS's trucking and delivery systems and obscured the origin and destination of drug shipments. The European Commission has sent out questionnaires as part of a preliminary investigation into Google's practices relating to Google's collection and use of data, the EU regulator told Reuters in an email. The probe relates to data from local search services, online advertising, online ad targeting services, login services, web browsers, and others. European Competition Commissioner Margrethe Vestager already handed out fines totaling more than 8 billion euros to Google in the last 2 years, and has ordered the tech giant to change its business practices. Facebook has added a correction notice to a post that Singapore authorities alleged contains false information, becoming the first tech company to comply with the territory's controversial fake news law. As it is early days of the law coming into effect, we hope the Singapore government's assurances that it will not impact free expression will lead to a measured and transparent approach to implementation, a Facebook spokesman said in a statement. The rule is the first to demand that Facebook publish corrections when directed to do so by the government. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Manufacturing Index is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.